Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And joining us now, Dominic Marconi, the executive director for the Oregon chapter of the PGA of America. And we like to celebrate the club pros. Nice to see a couple from one from the chapter, two from the region out there representing the Northwest.
Yeah, no, good morning, and thank you for having me on. It's certainly exciting to see our professionals playing in this event, and two of our local professionals, Colin Inglis and Russell Grove of the Pacific Northwest section. They both represented themselves and their facility and our section excellent. So we're happy to see them out there playing. You know, unfortunately, Colin did not play the way that he would like, especially on round one, finishing his round with three double bogeys in his last four holes. And I think, you know, in hindsight, looking back, if, you know, he only figured a way to make bogey on those holes, he, with Michael Block, would be playing this weekend. So we're proud of them all. We're excited to see them out there. But, yeah, this has been a great event for sure.
No question. What sort of, you know, what does it mean within the PGA of America family? How prestigious, what does it mean, you know, when your section or your chapter is putting guys in that level and getting them in? Is there, you know, what sort of benefits or what sort of clout, cachet does it bring back to this region?
Well, for a lot of these individuals who do make it, one of the nice things is they are exempt from our local qualifying out of our section. So they are automatically into that club pro championship. So one of the nice things is the other people who are trying to qualify don't have to compete against them for the qualifying spots. So that's a bonus for those that are trying to make it. But when you are playing at that level, and we have a number of individuals within our section that have been there, and it's such a prestigious award to qualify, to get to that championship event. And then you're competing against 300 other individuals for those 20 spots. And I think, you know, if you grab one of those 20 spots, you are definitely in that upper echelon of players within, you know, the PGA of America.
And we know Jared Lambert, who joined us last week, won the chapter championship. And so he will continue to advance, trying to get to the 2024 PGA championship. That'll be played at Valhalla in Louisville. And then as it relates to their ability to take those experiences and bring them back to their, you know, their courses, doing clinics, in camps, trying to teach the game, how important is it for them to have that experience to be able to relate it to their pupils and students that are trying to pick up the game, not only from, you know, developing skills, but also course management and being able to play in a competitive environment?
Yeah, there certainly comes a level of credibility when you are a coach, teacher, instructor that can go out and execute, you know, playing in these high level events. There certainly is that. But again, I think you've heard, I didn't watch any of the golf yesterday, but I kind of thumbed through social media and was listening to Michael Block and some of the reporters. And again, remembering that our PGA golf professionals across the country are true promoters of the game. They are the ones that are really growing the game at the grassroots level. And you have 20 of our professionals who are doing all of that and competing in this event. And go ahead.
Oh, I think that's, you know, the amazing thing is they're able to compete at this level while still performing the duties of club pros instruction, putting on tournaments at their own courses, hosting charity tournaments, all of those sorts of things, running the pro shops, everything that you need to keep courses going, and how difficult it is. But also, I think it should be, you know, that's almost more useful to people, you know, that want to learn the game and be competitive, whether amateur levels or stuff, that, okay, you don't have to devote, you know, 8 hours a day of hitting balls and doing stuff to be able to develop a game where you can score well.
Yeah, certainly. Totally correct. And I think it's when you are out there practicing, it's making sure that you are working on the correct stuff. And I know in the past episodes, you know, Jared Lambert has spoke, you know, predominantly, and even Colin Inglis, about short games. Spend a lot of time working on the short game, because the swing as itself doesn't change much, but it's when you miss the greens, it's the touch around the greens or even the putting stroke where you can help save some shots.
Dominic Marconi, our guest, he's the executive director of the Oregon chapter of the PGA of America. So there's some more competitions coming up for the club pros here in the chapter and the section. And it's opportunities, you know, if it's coming near you. I know there's one coming out at Arrowhead out at Canby, but opportunities to go see those guys and see how they put their games together and how they perform. What's coming up next for guys to try to qualify for 2024?
Yeah, so as we roll into next week, within the Pacific Northwest section, we've got our Pelzer Golf Northwest Open, and that takes place up at the home course in DuPont, Washington. This is a 54-hole stroke play championship that's conducted by the Pacific Northwest PGA, and this is a field full of some of the top section professionals, as well as some of the top local regional amateurs. Last year in 2022, an amateur won it, this event in a playoff. Graham Moody, who is from Vancouver, plays at the University of Wisconsin. And this will be our first major of the year for the regular divisions. And I know that the weather's looking decent up there, and it's an excellent way to get our season started, because as we're watching TV right now, these guys are playing in the rain. This is typically what we play in the spring. And so it's kind of fun to see at times, but I know it's frustrating for the players, but this is what we do. This is what we play in up here in the Northwest.
No question. Now, we don't have a lot of 7,400-yard courses that we're playing on in the Northwest, so that makes it a little more challenging.
Exactly.
What else is on the agenda coming out the PGA? I know we talked about the junior leagues. Those are getting going. Opportunities for players of all ages and skill levels maybe to take advantage of some instruction. What are some of the things that they should be keeping an eye out for here in the coming months as we get into summer?
Well, certainly if anyone is out there looking for instruction, you know, we encourage you to contact a local PGA professional. Just go to your local golf course and find out who your professional is. You know, establish a relationship, try to, you know, ask questions and, you know, kind of interview your teacher and see if it's somebody that you're going to mesh well with. You know, you certainly want to have that sort of relationship going into it. You know, certainly there are times where you take chances and good things happen and results come out of it. But, you know, with the Pacific Northwest PGA, you know, we've got a number of opportunities. We've got our junior PGA championship coming up in June. Here in Oregon, June 5th and 6th, we have our OPGA Callaway Invitational coming up. That's out at Arrowhead Golf Club. We still have opportunities available for amateurs and professionals to play. Last year, local amateur, who won our event, Robbie Ziegler, he was our 2022 champion. And then later this month, later in June, June 13th through the 15th, we have our PNW PGA Pelzer Golf Oregon Open Invitational. That takes place out at the Ridge Course at Eagle Crest. So we have some championships that both professionals and amateurs can play in. And we're super excited to bring these to, you know, Oregon in June.
There you go. ORPGA.com is the website. You can go look at the tournament schedule. It'll have registration information and contact information if you are interested in getting involved in that. How's your game? I know you were playing yesterday. Where's your game at?
Yeah, exactly. It felt like I hadn't played golf in a month, which was the case, but it was great to be out there. You know, I kind of learned a little bit about myself. I had a great time, and I've already forgotten about what happened yesterday. But the course we played at was Orchard Hills, and the rough was thick, and I found the rough a lot. And every time I tried to punch out, I felt like I just couldn't get the ball to the fairway. So it was a struggle for me. It was a struggle for my team. But at the end of the day, we had a great time getting out there.
And that's really all that matters. The weather should be ideal coming up here for the next couple of weeks. The heat subsiding a little bit, so but dry. You're going to get some rollout now, and green should be able to get dialed in for courses all around the area. Should be a lot of fun. Dominic Marconi, Executive Director for the Oregon Chapter of the PGA. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we can get some of those amateurs signing up for some of these tournaments coming up here soon.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.